This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptah, National Learning Week, in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. The seat-sharing formula among the allies of the NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma said, the BJP will fight for 68 seats while 10 seats have been allocated to the All Jharkhand Students Union, AJSU party. 2 seats, Jamshedpur West and Tamar, have been given to the Janata Dal United, and 1 seat in Chatra has been allocated to the Chirag Paswan-led LJP. On the other hand, the India bloc is engaged in hectic parleys with their allies to decide on the seat-sharing formula. This time, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest the elections along with the Congress Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD and CPI-ML. Senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi is coming to Ranchi today to discuss seat-sharing. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi as part of her trip to 3 African nations, held bilateral meetings with her counterpart, Lazarus Chakwera, yesterday. 4 MOUs were signed between India and Malawi after delegation-level talks. As a goodwill gesture, India is giving 1,000 metric tons of rice and Bhavatron cancer-treating machine to Malawi. President Murmu has also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. Meanwhile, visit will conclude today as the President will leave for New Delhi from Malawi. The President is scheduled to visit the Sri Radha Krishna Mandir and the famous Malawi Lake today. India has dispatched the first tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies yesterday for the humanitarian assistance to Lebanon as Israel continues its strikes against terrorist group Hezbollah. A total of 33 tons of medical supplies are being sent. The consignment comprises a wide range of pharmaceutical products, including cardiovascular medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, anti-inflammatory agents, antibiotics and anesthetics. India also sent the first consignment of 12 hemodialysis machines with portable RO units departed from Pipavav for Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. India and Saudi Arabia today held a review meeting on the work of the Political, Security, Social and Cultural Committee of the Strategic Partnership Council in New Delhi. The Indian delegation was led by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, while the Saudi delegation was led by Deputy Minister of Political Affairs Dr. Saud Al-Sati. External Affairs Ministry said that the two sides also discussed bilateral matters, regional and global issues of mutual interest. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri has asserted that the market size of the Indian chemicals and petrochemicals sector is expected to grow to approximately $300 billion by 2025. The current market size of the sector is $220 billion. The minister was addressing the roundtable on petrochemicals during India Chem 2024 in Delhi yesterday. In Uttarakhand, the UCC Rules and Implementation Committee, constituted under the chairmanship of Shatrughan Singh, has submitted its draft to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in the Secretariat yesterday. The Chief Minister said, soon after the approval of the Cabinet, that this law will be implemented in the state. Mr. Dhami emphasized the law is for the equality of all and that no one needs to be scared of it. And in cricket, India was 231 for 3 at stumps on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India is currently trailing by 125 runs against New Zealand. For India, Virat Kohli got out on the last ball of the day after scoring 70 runs, while Sarfaraz Khan was unbeaten at 70. For New Zealand, Jas Patel took 2 wickets while Glenn Phillips took 1. Earlier, New Zealand posted a huge total of 402 runs supported by 134 from Ruchin, helping the visitors take a massive first innings lead of 356 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.